Now, I want to show you here. When you come on over in these curses, well, I'll just go ahead and do this now. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until you consume thee from off the land. Whether you go to possess it, the Lord will smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, inflammation, extreme burning, the sword, the blasting and meal, all this shouting this back and forth across those two mountains. And they'd break in there and one would holler, amen, and the other one probably hollered, oh me, but they were hearing the blessing and the cursing. Millions of them shouting these things. That would mark your mind and heart forever. And that's the way it was. Now, look at the 61st verse. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, the Lord will bring upon you until you be destroyed. So every sickness, every plague, it is all under the curse. The curse of the law. If you ask, and I found this to be true, most Christian people, what are we redeemed from? Sin, I guess. Well, yeah. Let's see, turn over here. To the second covenant. This one was in the blood of circumcision. This one is in the blood of Jesus. In the book of Galatians. Praise God. Boy, this is a faith book. The third chapter, the eighth verse, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So the scripture's preaching, right? It's preaching to us right now, and faith is coming. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Say, I'm blessed. Now, go down to the 11th verse. That no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, is it evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. There's nothing left but the blessing. Do you hear what this book said? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, of what the Spirit promised through faith. Brethren, I speak after manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Verse 25, after faith is come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, and that at divine health. Say it, I've been redeemed from the curse. So, now go back over there to the, hold your place there in the book of Galatians. We're going to take a flu shot. and it will come to pass. The Lord, let's do it like it's written. Pestilence will come on you and cleave, and you've been consumed off of the land, whether you go to possess it. You will be smitten with a consumption, with a fever, with inflammation, extreme burning, with a sword, with blasting, mildew. They'll pursue you until you perish. So John was on his knees. Kelly was on her knees. Gloria and I were on our knees. Back in those days, we had a big, large green ottoman. Well, to me, it's just a big old footstool. And I said, all right, here we go. Fever, consumption, inflammation, and fever is under the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Amen. Amen. So, I'm redeemed from the flu. I'm redeemed from inflammation. I'm redeemed from all that. Amen. That doesn't belong to me. I'm redeemed from it. Amen. Glory to God, I've been redeemed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I've been redeemed. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So bless God. I am the redeemed. That is a curse of the law, and it does not belong to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Now then, here is what else is, and this is the way I do it. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah. Verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He bore our griefs and sorrows. So we don't have any business grieving about anything. In fact, where the Apostle Paul wrote and said, sorrow not, look it up. The word is grief. Grieve not, for we're not a people without hope. We had some situations that were tough and rough. And, well, I'll tell you about one. God is faithful. Amen. Gloria's little brother, Stanley. Stanley was he was something. We were there at her grandmother and grandfather. We smelled something burning. And went in there, and the bottom of the mattress was on fire. Well, and everybody just said, Stanley! He came out and he said, did you do that? He said, no. Well, who did? A rabbit. I'm telling you. And he became a journeyman brick and rock mason. In our prayer cabin over there in Arkansas, he built the chimney. And Gloria's older brother, Doug, and I were standing there watching him, and he had a ladder going upside of that thing, and he took 2 5-gallon buckets of mud and went up the ladder holding those buckets. And his waist about that big around and all those muscles doing this. I said, Doug, I hope you got your licks in. He said, oh, no. Now, his arms right in here were big, his muscles big. He cut the sleeves out of every shirt he had. And I bought him a dress shirt for some gathering that we were having. And first thing he did, he cut the sleeves out of it and then put his coat on. He'd have cut the sleeves out of the coat if he could. It bothered him. Anyway, Gloria went to a woman's conference, and she was talking about her time in heaven. And that at one time, she was in this building where the choir was singing, And all of a sudden, Jesus walked out on the platform, and the dome of the auditorium, it went like this because the dome was made out of angels. And she said, Gloria, now she said, the next big event in heaven is the marriage supper of the Lamb. And she said, they're planning for it. And she said, the table placings and all of that are just glorious. But she said, I was just standing there, and this young man walked over to me. Now, there's a road there close to our prayer cabin that has a sharp turn like this. But instead of banking this way, it banks like this. It's an adverse turn. Well, Stan was with another young man. And so he made that turn, and that the truck went out and hit the trees and burned. Well, all of us came together as a family. We took all of those scriptures. That he bore our griefs and he carried our sorrows, weaknesses, and pains. But she walked over to Gloria. She said, Gloria, you don't know me. But she said, I was in that hall, and this young man put his things down. He was doing place settings and walked over to me and said, would you tell Gloria I was not in that truck when it burned? She said, the funny thing about him, his garment didn't have any sleeves in it. God is a faithful God. And that just fixed it. Amen. But we didn't have any business grieving about it in the first place. Because Jesus bore it at the same time he bore all the rest of these things. Now notice this. Surely he's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Now I want to read this to you in the Classic Amplified. Surely, so this is a sure thing. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our guilt and iniquities. Chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now, we'll turn to the second covenant. In Matthew, again, chapter 8. Praise God. Matthew chapter 8, we'll look at the 14th verse. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her. Of course it did. And she arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought unto many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took it. All right. That's been fulfilled. Someone walked up to me and when Oral Roberts had his shoulders operated on, and somebody walked up, they really weren't being all that critical. They just said, you mean to tell me all that healing power flowing through those shoulders? Well, you go lay hands on 2 million people and see what happened to your shoulders. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't understand. Listen, wasn't he in the will of God? There have been people that have died in the will of God.
Amen.
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 There are people that have been martyred, and they were in the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Like Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Like those little babies in Bethlehem, 2 years old and under, trying to kill Jesus. So, this came out of my mouth. Healing is not a reward. It is a property. We own it. It was bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And this is always such a thrill. And Gloria and I have had it happen. Someone will come in and they'll say, we start to pay. And they say, no, the bill has been paid. They just said to tell you that one of your partners paid the bill. Well, glory to God, Jesus paid the bill. He paid for our health. He paid for our welfare. Now, let me remind you of something here. The curse was threefold. Spiritual death. Sickness and disease. And poverty. Well, Brother Copeland, I know some people that are unsaved. They got a lot of money. Well, they're just poor man with money.
That's right.
Read the story about the rich man and Lazarus.
Yeah. Amen.
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 So, but the blessing.
Amen.
Spiritual life.
Amen.
The new birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritual life, healing and divine health, and prosperity.
Amen.
Prosperity, true prosperity,
Amen.
Is to be prosperous in your spirit, prosperous in your soul, prosperous in your body, and have the ability and the knowledge of how to use the word and faith to meet every need of life.
Amen.
That's true prosperity.
Amen.
If you had it as a pie, you don't cut the financial prosperity out of the pie.
Yeah.
I got that from Creflo Dollar. That's good, isn't it?
Amen.
Hey, I got a lot of things from Creflo Dollar. Okay, hang on a minute. It's trying to tell me I've preached long enough. We're just about ready to pray the prayer of faith. 1 Peter 2:24. Now, we won't take time to read this whole second chapter, but listen, there's a lot of conditioning here in this second chapter that needs to be taken care of. So read the entire second chapter, verse 21, hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who his own self, say his own self,
bore
our sins
in
his own body
on the tree,
that we should be dead to sins,
should
live unto righteousness,
by whose stripes we were healed.
I said, by his stripes we were healed. If I was healed, I am healed now. Hallelujah. Stomachs are being healed right now. All kinds of stomach disorder. Gallstones are being dissolved. Kidney stones are being dissolved right now.
all kinds of situations in the shoulders across this part of the body. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's been released. Hallelujah. It's happening right now. It is happening right now. It is happening right now. Well, what's the bottom line to this? What happened? Whew, glory be to Jesus. There, Jesus trained his men to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs, this sign, his signature will be on it. I got that from Rick Renner. I wish I'd have thought of that. Oh, my, my, my. That's his signature. Healing is his signature.
I broke my ankle. My dogs were playing. I was playing with my dogs and I fell. So I broke it twice. And yeah, I've been on the moon boot and everything. And the doctor, they've been trying everything they could, but it wasn't healing and I couldn't walk. So yesterday, today, I'm on this as well. And all of a sudden, when he mentioned the ankle issue, I felt that it was breaking for the second time. I felt a cold sensation and a warm sensation, and I started moving it like this. And my husband was like, yeah, you are actually moving your ankle, and this is ours. This is my day for healing, and I thank God for that. I can walk. I can do anything. Look at me. I'm going to throw them down. Check this. I went to physio, and I couldn't even do this.
I take authority over leg pain, ankle pain. Someone, glory to God. So someone had a situation with your ankle and it didn't heal back just right. Well, it is healed now in the name of Jesus. It is done now, glory to God. When you pray, believe you receive it.
Extraordinary, unusual, provision.
My only God.
Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
God is light, love, and absolute life. Death, disease, and sickness cannot exist in him. And he placed that force of life in you when you were born again. Learn how to access it and walk in divine health with Healing and Love, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything about Jesus' ministry on earth expressed the Father's love. When you walk in the love of God, you can walk in the same healing power Jesus did. Train yourself in his word. Believing and trusting in him releases his power into your life. Find out how his healing anointing is simply a release of the life force of God. When you know how to apply it, the law of God's love is so exact, it will work every time. In fact, it supersedes the law of sin and death, which has no more hold on you. Abide in the life, light, and love of God and touch the realm of the miraculous. Request your free copy of Healing and Love on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225 787 310. These six messages reveal how God's healing power is available to anyone who will receive His word, believe it, and make a commitment to walk in love. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God has a plan for every person. He said in Ephesians 2:10, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He has before ordained that we should walk in them. So He predestined and prepared paths for us ahead of time, that we should live the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. John 10:10 shares that Jesus came that we may have and enjoy life and have it abundance to the full and unto its overflow. And that good life comes through receiving Jesus into your heart, making Him the Lord of your life. So pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before You. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive You as my Savior. I receive Your Holy Spirit. I received my new language. Thank You that I'm born again. Amen. That simple prayer changed everything. It has set your course for eternity. You are now a child of God, and heaven is your home. The Bible is full of promises from God that now belong to you. To help you learn more about who you are in Christ and who He is in you, Kenneth Copeland Ministry has a free resource to give you called The Salvation Package. It includes a book, He Did It All For You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible today. Jesus paid the full price for you so you can live a blessed life and be prosperous in every area of your life. Request your Salvation Package today free on kcm.org. Every day, spend time getting to know Jesus by reading His word and being in His presence. I want to invite you to come to the Southwest Believers Convention next week, starting July 31st through August 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This is a great way to grow in your understanding of the Word and build your faith in God. Join Brother Copeland and his guests for 6 days and nights of praise, worship, and the Word of the Living God that will help you grow spiritually in your journey of faith. The Southwest Believers Convention is a free event to attend. Go to kcm.org for all the information. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk to request your free salvation package.